Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com, and here's your sports. Well, the Aggie football team is getting ready for the Vandals of Idaho Saturday night at Kyle Field. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports on this Tuesday afternoon. Aggies don't have any history with Idaho. This will be the first ever meeting with the Vandals. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter was asked for a scouting report on the offense.
They have more snaps out of one back and one tight end. They will do a lot of two tight end stuff where it'll look like either two tight ends on, or they'll motion a guy around a little bit like what we do with our Tiger personnel. But they're about 50-50 out of the two tight end stuff. But there's many more snaps this year anyways of the one back, one tight end stuff. Traditional West Coast offense with multiple personnel groupings.
Again, the kickoff will be at 6 o'clock with Idaho. Idaho comes in with a 1-1 record after a 32-15 loss to Bowling Green and a 44-14 win over North Dakota. 6 o'clock, the kickoff Saturday at Kyle Field. The NCAA has placed Boise State on probation for 3 years and imposed other sanctions for major violations by the football program and other sports. The Broncos football program will be able to offer 9 fewer scholarships through the 2013-14 season, 6 fewer than Boise State's self-imposed sanctions announced earlier this year. The football team also will be allowed fewer contact practices during spring training for 3 years. In addition, Boise State will be prohibited for 2 years from recruiting prospective international student athletes for cross country and track and field, as well as for women's tennis. The sanctions follow an NCAA inquiry that found a lack of institutional controls necessary to fully comply with the rules. The newest high school football rankings show a new number one in Class 2A in Texas after New Boston lost last week. Refugio is the new top dog in 2A at 3-0. Ganado in 1A, Tyler Chapel Hill in 3A, Lake Travis in 4A, and Allen in 5A are still tops in the other classes. Only Brenham represents the Brazos Valley in any of the ranking's top 10. The 3-0 Cubs are ranked third in Class 4A. In Class 5A, Allen is followed by Katy, Euless Trinity, and DeSoto. This week, the Bryan Vikings will go for a 3-0 start as they travel to the Woodlands College Park on Thursday night. The Rudder Rangers will be home with C.E. King on Friday night. A&M Consolidated Tigers have a bye week before they start district play the next week against Temple. Former Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden says in an interview with USA Today that he was treated for prostate cancer in early 2007. Bowden says he kept the details hidden from everyone except family members for the past 4 years. Bowden was treated by one of his former players who was captain of the coach's first team at FSU in 1976. Longtime Seminoles coach says that he is now cancer-free. The 81-year-old Bowden says that if he knew at the time that what he knows now, he would have considered it, quote, my moral duty to bring it out in the open. Two of Minnesota coach Jerry Kill's top assistants and closest confidants say that they expect him to be on the sideline this weekend against Miami of Ohio. Offensive coordinator Matt Limegrover and defensive coordinator Tracy Clays took over for Kill at his weekly media briefing while the head coach continues to recover from a seizure suffered last weekend against New Mexico State. Both assistants have been with Kill for more than a dozen years. They've seen him go through this 3 times before and each time make it back without missing a game. The defending national champion A&M women's basketball team will get plenty of TV exposure this year. The Big 12 announced yesterday that A&M will be seen 6 times in the regular season on Fox Sports Net, including games with Southern Cal and conference games with Oklahoma, Iowa State, Baylor, Texas Tech, and Texas. A&M's games with Louisville, UConn, and their home game with Baylor have been picked up by ESPN. The Texas Rangers were off yesterday while the Angels were losing to Oakland 6-3, so Texas's AL West lead climbs to 3 games with 15 left to play. The Rangers bring Cleveland to Arlington for 3 starting tonight before they go on a 6-game road trip to Seattle and Oakland. The Houston Astros were able to put off a record-breaking 98th loss yesterday when they beat the Phillies 5-1 at Minute Maid Park. Houston has tied their most losses ever with 97, just 3 away from the dubious 100-loss mark. Manny Ramirez is out of jail following his arrest for allegedly slapping his wife during a dispute at their South Florida home on Monday. Former World Series MVP was released from the Broward County Jail on $2,500 bail on the domestic battery charge and ordered by a judge to have no direct contact with his wife. Authorities say that Ramirez denies hitting her. Ramirez retired in April from the Tampa Bay Rays after he tested positive for a performance-enhancing substance. Rather than face a 100-game suspension for a second violation, the 12-time All-Star just left the game. The Minnesota Timberwolves have announced that they are hiring Rick Adelman as their next coach. The 65-year-old Adelman was available because the Houston Rockets decided to not renew his contract at the end of last season. He replaces Kurt Rambis, who was sent packing after just two seasons on the T-Wolves bench. Adelman is 9-45 and 6-16 in 20 seasons as a head coach of the Trailblazers, the Kings, the Warriors, and the Rockets. He is eighth on the NBA's career win list. And the Texas Longhorn women's golf team finished first overall at the 2011 Texas A&M Memorial Invitation that finished up today at Traditions Course. They had a three-round score of 885, just two shots ahead of second-place Auburn. The Aggies finished sixth with a score of 921. And that's your look at sports. Everybody have a great day. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.